In this tutorial, we will discuss how to schedule an existing patient using the Office Appointments Compare view. The first method we will cover allows you to choose the patient before selecting an appointment time and date. In the top left-hand corner of the screen, click the Select Patient button. Enter one of the forms of patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. You will return to the provider's schedules. You will be returned to the provider's schedules. Notice that the name of the patient that you have selected will appear above the schedule. The selected providers will display from left to right in the order that they were selected. You can change this order by clicking the Doctor button or creating alternate compare views with the hammer and wrench on the bookmark toolbar. Use the move bars or arrows to select the next appointment date. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded the given amount of days, weeks, or months from the actual calendar date. Note that when the date on the schedule is changed, a notification will appear in the lower left-hand corner signifying the change. Before selecting an available time slot, remember to always check that the slot selected is in the correct provider's schedule. When an available time has been determined, use the mouse to left-click in the available slot. The appointment detail screen will appear. If your office uses the type of appointment feature, clicking the type heading will prompt the type. Select the appropriate type. Notes for the appointment can be added in the text box below. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the main scheduling screen where you will notice that the patient has been booked for their appointment. The appointment time slot will be colored green when the patient is booked. The appointment time slot will be colored in green when the patient is booked. The capital letter D in the bottom right corner of the time slot represents the appointment detail screen. When the letter is bold, it indicates that there is a note at the appointment. If there is no note, the D will be in gray. You can left-click over the letter to access the appointment detail pop-up. The next method is another frequently used scheduling option, and it allows you to access the same information as the Select Patient button. If you would like to find the appointment date and available time before selecting the patient, you can use the move bars or arrows to navigate to a desired date. When the suitable date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click into an available time slot When a suitable date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click into an available time slot of the appropriate provider's schedule. You will again be directed to the Schedule Patient screen. After you have selected the patient, click the Continue button and enter any information needed. At the Appointment Details screen. When the OK button is clicked, you will notice that the patient will automatically be placed in the time slot you had chosen. This concludes the Scheduling for an Existing Patient video tutorial.